I am delighted to be here.
我实在是非常高兴能够来。
And I'd like to bring to you a personal appreciation and thanksgiving.
我也是愿意感谢大家，也实在是感激大家。
Because in the past month, or is that the same month or past month? Time passed so fast. Wasn't it still in April?
时间是在过得很快，不晓得是这个月还是上月。
Yeah, well, we have a joint adventure. We had a Hide the Word Night in the Heart Club in our church.
在有一个联合的一个聚会在我们的教会里面。
And so many of the youngsters from this church had joined us.
很多年轻人从这个教会去参加了。
And it brings great joy to see so many young people get involved in the Word of God.
实在是感谢主，有这么多的年轻人，而且这么大的欢喜，能看见年轻人来参加，来愿意学习神的话。
I'm so happy. Brother Lai was willing to have this joint commitment.
我实在非常欢喜，因为看见赖弟兄有这样子的负担。
And I'd like to thank you again because at the same time our young people were in the retreat.
我们实在也谢谢你们，因为我们这个很年轻的人都在那个退休会当中。
And led by none other than Paul Brogy.
是 Paul Brogy 这个 弟兄来带领的。
I thought Paul Brogy was your brother at one time.
我知道 Paul Brogy 也曾经是你们的弟兄。
And Brother Lai was kind enough to give his best worker to me.
所以很感谢主, 赖弟兄肯把这个最好的帮手来, 跟我们分享。
And indeed, these young people received the baptism of the Holy Spirit in the mountain.
实在是, 这些个年轻的孩子们都接受了圣灵的充满, 像在山上的一样。
Many of them began speaking in tongues and prophesying.
很多的孩子们就用, 用领导, 而且他们就开始说预言。
And one of them is seeing a vision.
还有一个孩子看见了异象。
And he prayed with King James Version.
他祷告的是用 King James 的原文来祷告的。
You know, he prayed with such a reverence. We are amazed. Well, who is praying?
他祷告的时候有那么样的敬虔的心，大家都觉得很惊奇，说谁在那里祷告呢？
Let me assure you, he couldn't do it without the Holy Spirit.
我可以告诉你，要是没有圣灵的带领，他不可能这样子祷告的。
Ordinarily, he talks everyday language.
因为他平常讲话就是很最普通的话来讲。
Maybe New American Standard, even the Living Bible.
就是一般的现代的英文，就是现在的圣经。
But when he was moved by the Holy Spirit, his whole tone changed.
当圣灵带领他的时候，他整个的言语都改变了。
And I also want to thank you for lending your Mrs. Lee to our prayer meeting for two times.
我也感谢你们，因为你们愿意让李姊妹在从这里到她到那边去带领两次的机会。
And we see the great work of the Holy Spirit through her.
我们也看见圣灵的工作借着她的手。
Several of the elderly were receiving the baptism of the Holy Spirit and speaking in tongues for the first time.
一些年长的人也接受了圣灵充满，而且第一次用方言来祷告。
And we're happy some of our people come to your meeting last week when she was preaching.
我们也感谢主，上个礼拜李姊妹在这里做见证的时候，我们教会里有些弟兄姊妹来在这里聚会。
And I'm surprised not everyone going coming here.
我可是我也很奇怪，为什么没有全体过来。
For I know why, because we also have a special program. We had a special speaker.
因为我们也为什么呢？是因为我们有个特别的聚会，也有一个特别讲员。
We invited a chosen people ministry come to preach on the same day.
我们请了一个 带领孩子儿童的聚会。
No, chosen people ministry, Jewish mission.
一个犹太的聚会的一个教会。
And I'm very happily surprised to see some of your members come.
我也很惊奇的，而且很欢喜的看见有些这边的弟兄姊妹到那边去聚会了。
And we are fully enjoy a fellowship.
我们实在是同享神的恩典。
And I'd like to bring to you the attention to that Jewish mission called Chosen People Ministry.
我也要告诉你们，介绍给你们这个犹太的教会。
It is my desire, long time ago, try to meet some Jewish friends.
我一直都很希望能够遇见一些个犹太的朋友。
You know how we are, we're not very sociable to people other than our same ethnic group.
中国人的一般的时间是比较喜欢关门闭户的，不喜欢跟其他的国家的人来往。
Though we speak the language here,
虽然我们讲英文,
but we speak a different language inside.
可是我们的里面讲的那个语言的话是不是英文的。
It is not the capability of the vocabulary or the fluency that dictates who do we choose to meet.
不是因为我们言语的问题，是我们来选择我们要愿意跟什么人来往。
It is our heart and our custom, our culture, which is inside of us, that decides who do we meet.
是我们的文化的背景，是我们的心理的感觉，是我们自己的一种习惯，说我们要愿意跟什么人来往。
We have to have a breakthrough with our attitude before we have a breakthrough with friendship.
我们必须得创破这个关，我们才能够建立好的友谊跟别人。
I'm glad I have invited Jewish brother to us.
我实在很感谢主，我能够请到一个犹太人到我们教会里面来。
I met him in the pastor's conference.
我是在一个牧师的聚会当中遇见他的。
And I immediately felt that he is one with us.
我那个时候当时的感觉，觉得他是跟我们是一样的同类的人。
The Lord says in him.There's no distinction. There's no Jews, no Greek, no Gentile, no barbarian.
神告诉我们说，在他的里面，我们都是合而为一的，没有外国人，没有其他人，没有野蛮人，
没有犹太人，没
有
希利尼人，
没有犹太人，没有希利尼人。Sorry.
We emphasize with Jews, aren't we? And indeed, when he came, I realized that the gospel is meant for a united body of Christ.
在他来到我们教会的时候，我的感受是，神的恩典、神的福音是为所有的人，是在一个身体里面的。
The subject we choose to have him speak upon is the Christ and the Passover.
我不跟他讲，让他到我们当中来讲的那个题目呢，是基督在 Passover 逾越节中。
I suppose if he preached to a Jewish congregation, it'll be the Messiah in the Passover.
假如他要是跟犹太人的会众来讲话的话，他可能是讲弥赛亚在逾越节中。
Do you know when the Jews observe the Passover, they have to drink 4 rounds of cups?
你知道他们犹太人纪念这个逾越节的时候，他们要喝4次酒。
And between the second and third round, there's a breaking of Avikoman.
在第二次、第三次的喝这个酒这个葡萄汁的时候酒。他们要掰开一个 what's that?
Afikoman. I don't know how to translate that.
Afikoman 一种东西哈。
Is a piece of bread.
也是一种面包。
Yeah. And the Lord has established the Passover from that Afikoman and the third cup.
那个神建立这个掰饼的是在第二次跟第三次喝杯的之间。
The Afikoman is the bread we break today.
Afikoman 就是今天我们像我们掰的这个饼。
And the third cup is no other than the cup of redemption.
第三个杯的话是救恩的杯。
That's why customarily we Christians all break the bread first and drink the cup.
所以我们普通的是基督徒的话呢，就先掰饼，以后再分杯。
And today I've experienced something different because I sit on the left side here.
今天呢，我有新的领受，因为我坐在左边了。
I was partaking the cup before I partake the bread.
所以我先喝了杯，后吃的饼。
But then I immediately realized I'm taking the second cup, which is the cup of Halei.
我说我忽然我发觉我是领受是第二个杯，那个第二杯就叫 Halei 杯。
Cup of Hallelujah.
Cup of Hallelujah 是 Hallelujah 赞美的杯。
So you know whether we break the second cup or third cup is okay.
所以我们无论是在拿第二杯和第三杯，就是没有问题的。
Well, by the way, if you want to fully realize what he preaches about, I got some tapes here.
假如你们愿意了解这个情形的话，我这里有带些录音带，大家可以来拿。
It's fully bilingual.
这是双语的。
So either one of you can, with any language preference, can receive the message.
所以无论你们用哪一国语言的话，你就可以听这个。
You know, I have delight in giving out those tapes.
我很愿意把这些个发给大家。
We've been doing that for over 2 years now.
我们已经有2年的这样子发出去给。
A lot of you might have received them from time to time.
也许你们也收到了些录音带。
And I'm so happy that, Brother Wu is helping me every week to do this distribution of the tapes.
吴弟兄每个礼拜来帮助我来发这些个录音带。
He's the most indeed most faithful worker with me.
他实在是非常忠心的工作人员在我们
当中。I appreciate him. I thank you. I thank God and I thank you.
我实在是感谢主神预备的这样子好的弟兄在我当中。
You know, I am happy to have an open church and an open fellowship.With this group here.
我实在是觉得非常感谢主，我们跟你们的来往是非常公开的，非常有交通的。
It brings delight, I'm sure, to God.
实在是在神的面前是蒙神的喜悦的。
And it all happened several years ago when I began to realize it is no good to have something to yourself.
在几年前的时候，我那时候发觉了，假如我们自己闭门这样子守到自己的话是不对的。
And at that time, I began to say, I want an open church.
那个时候我就对自己说，我的教会的话必须要开开门的。
And I want many churches to be open.
我希望每一个教会，很多教会都可以这样子敞开自己的门。
But you know something? Not easy to have other people open.
可是你知道吗？是很不容易的，让别人来把自己的门户打开。
I've been preaching for 7 years to find an open church.
我祷告了7年，希望能够找到一个教会也肯把自己的门户打开的。
At least you and I have each other.
起码到现在为止，我们教会是彼此有来往的。
Brother Lai and I am praying. We're praying every week together.
赖弟兄跟我每一个礼拜在一起祷告。
We pray for the unity of the saints.
我们实在是祷告，希望众圣徒能够合一。
We pray for the unity and exchange of ministry.
我们希望祷告，希望有合一，在讲台上也有合一。
We pray for the establishing and upholding and edifying the saints.In a unified way.
能够成圣，使这些个众圣徒都能够成圣。
For if we cannot love the brother who is in our vicinity, how can we say that we love the brothers we don't ever see?
假如我们在我们附近的弟兄姊妹，我们都不能够爱的话，我们怎么能够说我们爱那个远处的弟兄姊妹呢？
And you know, it is a lot in to do with the leaders of the church.
这个实在是教会的领袖是有很大的关系的。
If the leaders see the vision.
假如是那个负责的弟兄看见这个异象的话
I'm sure people will see it too.
我相信弟兄姊妹也会看见的。
And several years ago, when I began to have the vision not to hold the ministry to myself,
几年前的时候，当我有这个异象，说我这个传福音的话，不能够把我们的教训教导，只是顾到我们自己的时候
，I realized the Lord didn't set me up, didn't call me.To preach the gospel, to find a follower of my personal gain.
神没有给我这样子一个担负上，我就是只是为我自己的利益而在传福音。
The Lord wants us to be His followers.
神让我们都成为主自己的跟随者。
You know, this is not customary to the present day church philosophy.
这是对现在的一般的教会的哲学是相反的。
Nowadays, the church, you want to be large, you want to have a great following.
你现在的教会一般的看法是希望有个大教会，而且有很多的信徒。
And it doesn't care too much for the pastor whether these people are following him or following Jesus.
他们也不太注意，说是这些个跟随者的话呢，是跟着那个传道人，还是跟着主耶稣基督呢
？And I am very, very, very concerned about this.
我为这件事非常非常担心。
You know, the first thing I became faithful to the Lord and preach a gospel.Which doesn't exalt the preacher.
我第一次来传神的话语的时候，那个时候就说不抬举那个传道人的时候。
I experienced the most weird setback.
我就遇见了很大的挫折。
For I told the people, I'm not the best preacher.
我告诉大家说我不是一个最好的一个传道人。
And I'm telling them the Lord is the one we follow.
我告诉他们说，我们所跟随的必须是主基督自己。
I didn't realize what I've said wrong.
我这个时候我没感觉到我说什么话说的不对了。
I begin to realize there was so much attack to me.
我那时候就发觉有很大的攻击对我。
But I held on.
可是我那时候一直抓到主。
And during those difficult times,
在那些个非常困难的时日当中
，the Bible character that helped me most.
那个圣经里面的那个人物。对我有最大的帮助的
was one you found very familiar with.
是一个你大家所非常熟悉的一个人
But I am afraid which was seldom preached.
可是这个人呢很少被人提起来的
In this person called John the Baptist.
这个人就是施洗约翰
You know, John the Baptist, some people may label him as a failure.
很多人认为施洗约翰是一个失败者
Because he didn't have a big following.
因为他没有很多人跟随他。
He cannot compare to nowadays great preachers.
他没办法来跟现代的传道的人来大的传道人来相比。
But I look at it differently when the Lord opens my eye.
可是当神开开我的眼睛的时候，我就有一个新的亮光。
For this was such a great man.
实在他是非常伟大的一个人。
He was martyred for the Lord.
他为神殉道了。
At the end, very few people followed him.
在这最末后的日子，很少有人跟随他的。
He was imprisoned.
他被放在监狱里。
His head was cut off.
他的头被砍掉。
And people even criticized before he's dying.
在他没死以前，甚至人指责他。
That he loses faith.
使他失去了信心。
But I look at it differently, totally different.
可是我来看的话呢，我看的完全不一样。
Because I see a totally humble man.
因为我看见一个人非常谦卑的一个人。
You know, humbleness is what I don't have.
谦卑就是我所没有的。
I no wonder.The Lord wants to encourage me with the story of John Baptist.
难怪神要借着施洗约翰这件事情来鼓励我。
I began to reshape the ministry 7 years ago.
这七年前的时候，我就开始重新找个新的方向，对我的传福音的工作。
I didn't know it would take me 7 years to complete God's calling on me and changing me.
我没想到需要七年的时间才让神的工作在我身上发出来，而且把我的方向改变了。
But nowadays, when I look back, I realize 7 years ago I preached the message on John the Baptist.
在七年前，我在回头看的时候，我发觉那个时候我也讲过施洗约翰的信息。
At that time, it doesn't seem to be of great significance.
那个时候，我觉得。并不是很要紧的一个题目。
But then the Lord knew better.
可是神实在是更知道更清楚的。
Let me turn to the Bible with you.
现在我们来看《约翰福音》第一章。
Gospel of John to read the story of John the Baptist.
我们来读一下施洗约翰的故事。
We will find it in chapter 1, verses from 15 on.
我们在第一章里头十五节开始，我们就看见他的故事。
Since the most of you probably read.Chinese better as I do. I'd like to ask Mrs. Wu to read it. I'll take a break.
所以我现在就是请吴姊妹来读这个十五节开始。
And we'll read it to.
约翰福音。
If you cannot finish it, take a break. Don't
okay.
worry.
约翰福音第一章第十五节开始。大家找到了哈，我来读给大家。约翰为他做见证，喊着说：“这就是我曾说，那在我以后来的，反成了在我以前的。”因他本来在我以前，从他丰满的恩典里，我们都领受了，而且恩上加恩。律法本是借着摩西传的，恩典和真理，传的恩典和真理都是由耶稣基督来的。从来没有人看见神，只有在父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。约翰所做的见证记在下面。犹太人从耶路撒冷差遣祭司和利未人来到约翰那里，问他说：“你是谁？”他就明说，并不隐瞒，明说我不是基督。他们又问他说：“这样你是谁呢？是以利亚吗？”他说：“我不是。”“是哪先知吗？”他回答说：“不是。”于是他们说：“你到底是谁呢？叫我们好回复差我们来的人。你自己说你是谁。”他说：“我就是那在旷野有人声喊着说，修直主的道路，正如先知以赛亚所说的。”那些人是法利赛人差来的，他们就问他，他说：“你既不是基督，不是以利亚，也不是哪先知，为什么施洗呢？”约翰回答说：“我是用水施洗，但有一位站在你们中间是你们不认识的，就是那在我以后来的。”我给他解鞋带也不配，这就是在约旦河外伯达尼约翰施洗的地方做的见证。
Okay, we'll let her take a break.
我来休息一下，让我。
This is a very weird statement of concerning testimony or witness.
这实在是一个怪异的一个见证。
He keeps saying, "I'm not, I'm not, I'm not."
他约翰施洗约翰继续不断说我不是我不是我不是。
Do you know? Do you know? Do you know?
你知道吗？他这样子说。
I am not.
我不是。
What kind of testimony is that? Testimony is that?
这是什么样子的见证呢
？People want to know who you are.
人家问你是谁呀
？They're not concerned about what you're not.
他们不关心你到底不是谁。
But here we look again what the things that he claimed he was not.
你看他这里说的说我不是谁，到底是讲的什么呢
？Then we immediately understand.Why is it important that he takes such a stand?
所以我们就能够明白为什么他坚持他的立场。
You know, at those times, the Jews are waiting for the Messiah, the Christ to come.
我们知道那个时候以色列人在等待弥赛亚。
I hope we're waiting for the Christ to come too.
所以我们也在像我们等着基督一样，我们是非常着急的等着。
Last Friday, I just finished the exposition on Song of Songs.
上个礼拜五我刚刚才做完了那个 exposition
讲完
那个歌中之歌
and in the last chapter there is a verse or the last verse actually
这最后一段圣经里讲什么呢
and the bride or the Shulamite is saying that she's waiting for the bridegroom to come
那个新娘在等什么在等新妇回来
and we are waiting for Christ to come just as theBook of Revelation is talking about.
就像我们在等基督回来一样，在启示录所讲的一样。
The Jews are waiting for Christ to come to save them. If the message were to be evangelical today, we can turn around and talk about the condition of today. It's so much similar to the days of the Jew when Jesus came.
假如我们现在要是传福音的话，我们就可以讲到现在的时代，真是很像犹太那个时候的时代一样。
Jews are waiting and suffering and the hopelessness.
那个犹太人在那个时候是在绝望当中，而且他们在那里一直期待着能够得到拯救。
In danger of all kinds of tribulation.
他们实在在很大的恐惧当中，因为有很多的困难，很多的。
Isn't it the same situation with us in the world?
现在在世界当中是不是也是这种样子呢？
Talk about there's peace, while there's really no peace.
我们一直讲和平，可实际上没有和平。
I just read the LA Times this morning. The Vietnamese are coming into this United States, didn't find what they intended to find.
我今天早上在看报纸的时候，就说那些个越南人来到美国，可是怎么样？他们很失望，他没有寻到他们所要寻到的东西。
They in turn became the hatred of the United States. Some of the citizens.
所以结果他们怎么样？他们怀着很大的仇恨。在美国住可是很恨美国人。
A lot of things are not coming out right.
事实上他们的生活并没有很正常化。
It is only in Christ the Lord and His church there is unity and peace.
只有在基督的教会当中有平安，而且怎么样，有团结合作。
In the world there's none.
在世界里头没有。
And the civil conditions have become worse where there's no Christ.
这情况呢，整个的社会的情况呢，越来越坏。因为没有基督的缘故。
I almost turned into preaching of gospel now.
我现在就要传这段圣经了。
But I was thinking about how the Jews were waiting for Christ to come.
可是那时候我在思想，那个犹太人是何等的渴慕，在等望、盼望基督弥赛亚来。
During that time, a great man arose from God's doing.
所以那个时候有忽然兴起了一个很伟大的一个人。
That's John the Baptist.
那个是谁呢？是洗约翰。
And he was living a very weird life.
而他的生活呢是非常奇异的生活。
He's very unique.
他非常特殊的。
In the way he is very very humble to his own kind.
他在他的同胞面前他是非常谦卑的。
He was not looking for recognition of his own people.
他没有是让人家能够抬举他，能够高抬他。
He lives in the wilderness.
他住在旷野里面。
He eats up the wild honey and the locust.
他吃的是野蜜，这蝗虫。
And he wear a coat up inside out.
他穿的衣服是反穿的。
In a word, simply said, he's an outcast.
要让人看的话，他好像被人家赶出去的人一样。
But he has a great message.
可是他有一个很大的一个消息给大家。
He was calling for repentance.
他呼唤大家来悔改。
We need that message today for repentance.
今天我们也需要悔改的消息。
We are too much involved in the worldly things and the sins and all the our thoughts are warped.
我们的思想现在完全是被扭转了，而且我们整天所想的就是世界上的事情。
You know, we look at the television. So many things are polluting our eyes and our thoughts and our minds.
我们常常看电视里头，实在污染我们的思想，污染我们的整个的人生。
You know, Jimmy Baker and when he and his wife fell.
在 Jimmy Baker 跟他太太两个人就是软弱的时候
，How many Christians are not taking a sympathetic view？
多少基督徒是不同情他们的一种的看法
？We criticize them, we ridicule them。
我们批评他们，我们只是指责他们。
Now when Ivana Trump was having a divorce with his husband and there's a mistress, everybody looking at this, hey, that's a good thing, that's a wonderful thing. We're looking at some interesting thing.
在有另外一个人要离婚的时候，而且这另外找了一个女人的时候，我们看着觉得好像好有兴趣一样。
Our minds are warped.
我们的眼睛根本不正常了。
We are not having repentance and feeling bad for our people being put down.
我们没有真正悔改的心在神的面前，而且痛悔的心在神面前，说有人已经软弱了。
And the sins have swept through the world, and we have no sympathy. We have no warning.
那些个罪恶整个普遍在世界当中，我没有一点的同可怜的心，或者是觉得难过的心。
What are we doing as Christians?
我们在做基督徒，我们做了些什么呢
？Are we not supposed to be the salt and the light of the world?
我们是不是应当是光是盐在世界上呢
？Are we not supposed to preach a message of repentance to the world?
我们是不是应当跟大家讲说应当悔改的消息呢
？There was none.
没有结果。
John the Baptist came to preach a message of repentance.
施洗约翰来的传的消息信息是什么呢？是悔改的信息。
And he's saying the heaven is at hand.
他说天堂已经到面前了。
Repent for the heaven is at hand.
他说你要悔改，因为天国已经近了。
A lot of people turn to him.
有许多人就转向他。
And that was the time people waiting for the Messiah, the Christ to come.
那个时候呢，就是大家在期待的弥赛亚，等弥赛亚来。
If I'm a politician,
假如我是个政治政客
，or a religious politician,
或者是一个宗教的政客
，or a political religious leader,
或者是一个政治的一个基督教的一个领袖。
I would have grasped, I would have taken that opportunity to exalt him myself, to use the proper means to influence people, so to speak.
我一定会抓住那个机会，而且要影响大家。
But John Baptist didn't do that.
可是约翰施洗还没有这样做。
People came after him in the river of Jordan, wanting to be baptized by a man who will be the leader.
他们就很多的人，以色列人就跑到约旦河那里享受约翰的洗，而且希望约翰能做他们的领袖。
They want to follow John the Baptist because the world are always looking for leaders to follow.
他们那个时候就想跟从施洗约翰，因为世界永远在期待有一个领袖他们可以跟随的。
The world is always looking for a leader to follow rather than Jesus.
这个世界永远想找个领袖来代替耶稣基督。
The world is always looking for a leader to follow rather than God himself.
世界永远在找一个领袖来他们可以追随的，而不是神。
This is the whole story of the Israelites.
这是整个的以色列的故事，就是这样。
This is the whole story of mankind.
这是整个的人类的故事。
There's nothing seems to be wrong if John wanted to usurp that kind of opportunity.
也一点不会觉得稀奇。假如约翰施洗约翰来抓到这个机会，而且利用来做自己的得到自己的益处。
Why is John doing this? Saying I am not.
可是呢，约翰施洗约翰一直说我不是。
You know what does it cost him to say that?
你知道他付出多大代价吗？他这样子讲的时候。
When he said I am not, he lost the greatest opportunity that ever was and ever will be for him.
他就失去了最大的一个机会。过去的、现在的、目前的机会，他都吃掉了。
He has lost his personal gain.
他的自己的好处已经完全失去了。
But he has seen something, he has known something, he has heard something that prevent him from exalting himself.
可是他看见了，他听见了，他也认识了一件事情，而是拦住他，使他不愿意承认，而且把自己高抬。
That which is in the person of Christ Jesus.
那就是他看见了耶稣基督。
He has determined.To tell people who Jesus is.
他那个时候决心要告诉大家耶稣基督是谁。
Rather than who he is.
而他不要告诉人家他自己是谁。
Oh, dear brothers and sisters, isn't this the opportunity and isn't that the stand we should take once we know Jesus, who Jesus is?
我们是不是也应当站在同样的立场像施洗约翰吗？当我们认识耶稣基督是谁的时候。
If we don't know that, it is so easy to take a religious activity for our own gain, our own interest, our own fame, so that people can look at us and say, hey, he's a great Christian.
假如我们不认识基督的时候，我们怎么样呢？我们就是会这样子，我们就是。假如我们不认识基督的时候，我们怎么样呢？我们就是会这样子，我们就是会利用每一个机会来表现自己，让人家看见我们是个非常好的基督徒。
It is so easy to have a religious outward, what do you call that? The piety, the form of religiousness without the reality.
我们可以变成一个非常好像有谦卑的样式，像一个宗教家，可是我们真正没有实际。
Dear brother and sister, a great Christian is nothing if he doesn't have Christ.
一个好的基督徒是等于白丁，假如他要是没有基督的话。
Dear brother and sister, isn't that what we Christians are striving today? Try to differentiate it. What are we doing? Exalting ourselves or are we following the Lord?
我们现在的话就应当做一个很清晰的一个分析，到底是我们是来高抬主自己，还是做一个好的基督徒。
Doesn't that opportunity arise every day?
那种样的机会的话，实在是每天都会发生的。
The choice is always before us to exalt Jesus or exalt yourself.
常常我们会发觉，我们在一个情况之下，到底我们要高抬自己还是高抬基督。
During your schoolwork, during your opportunity in job, don't you always face that kind of challenge?
在你的学业里面，或者在你的工作的地点，是不是你常常有这样子挑战的，向着你
？You young people, as I ask you, when you have an excellent grade.Do you praise your father, mother, or do you praise Jesus for that?
你当年轻人，你当你有很好的一个成绩的时候，在学校里，你到底称赞你的父母，你还是称赞神呢？
You would say, "Hey, my mom's a PhD, my father is triple PhD."
我就自己会夸耶说，我的母亲是个博士，我的父亲有三个博士学位。
No wonder I got a good gene.
那所以，我有一个很好的种在我里面。
Therefore, I am smart.
所以我就很聪明。
Dear brothers and sisters, young people, it is nothing wrong today in school when you boast about yourself.
是，也要是你要现在吹自己的话，年轻人的话讲起来是没什么不对的地方。
Why is it today like that? Because we our thoughts already warped.
为什么我们觉得吹嘘的话是很正常呢？因为我们的思想已经扭了。
When you're in church, you receive a message of humbleness, but when you turn around going to school, you forgot all about that. Try to exalt yourself to be better than your peers.
你在教会里听到了说你应当谦卑，可是你转身以后，你离开教会的时候，你到在学校里头的话呢，你要表要高抬自己，而且怎么样，在你的同伴的面前，你要比人家还要高。
You parents, we are not without guilt to put our children to that pedestal.
可是我们怎么样呢？我们做父母的，并不是我们没有责任在这个事情上。
How many of you parents are happy when your sons or daughters has a high score on PSAT or SAT?
你们的父母有多少父母是非常觉得骄傲？假如说你的孩子的话，在 SAT 考试上是非常成绩非常优秀的呢
？The other day when I prayed with Stephen, with your pastor,
那天我跟赖弟兄一起祷告的时候
，My heart was moved because he told me his daughter chose to stay close to the church in his graduate or high college work.
我那个心实在是非常受感动，当他告诉我他的女儿选择在一个学校里头是离教会近的一个地方。
So that she or he can serve.
所以他可以侍奉在神的面前。
Dear brothers and sisters, this takes a great humility to do it.
你知道吗，弟兄姊妹，这个实在需要谦卑才能做这样子的事情。
Because we are not exalting ourselves, we are exalting Christ the Lord.
因为我们不是高抬自己，是我们在高抬耶稣基督。
John the Baptist is doing exactly that.
施洗约翰所做的就是这个样子。
He said, "I am not."
他一直的继续讲说我不是
I am not Christ
我不是基督
And he said I am not that prophet
我也不是哪一个先知
And I am not Elijah
我也不是以利亚
You know why are they referring to Elijah?
你知道为什么他们提到他是以利亚吗
Last week we learned from the Passover
我们在那个上个礼拜的时候在讲到那个逾越节的时候
In the Passover they have a seat in every household that isThe most honorable seat, but that was empty.
他们就有位置为每一个家族，可是有一个最尊贵的一个位置是空在那里。
In front of is the best cup of the house.
在那个位置上的前面摆着一个杯。
That cup is called the cup of Elijah.
那个杯叫以利亚的杯。
For they are instructed by their rabbi.
他们被他们的老那个夫子拉比教导
that Elijah was to come
因为以利亚还要回来
Elijah was to come to turn the father's heart to his children and the children's heart to the father
以利亚再来的时候使孩子的心归向父亲使女儿的心归向母亲转向儿女
they are waiting for that Elijah
他们在等以利亚
or they knowThat Elijah is a forerunner of Christ the Messiah.
他们知道以利亚必是耶稣基督的先锋。
They're waiting for Elijah.
所以他们在等以利亚。
They're waiting for Christ.
他们在等基督。
And John the Baptist is so humble, he didn't feel he was anything.
而施洗约翰实在是非常谦卑，他觉得他自己实在是。没有什么了不起的。
Dear brothers and sisters, it is so hard to feel nothing for yourself.
你知道，弟兄姊妹，你要觉得你自己一点没有了不起的，是很不容易一件事情。
How many of you didn't feel good about yourself?
你们多少人没有觉得自己了不起呢
？Well, if you don't feel good, you probably want to come to church to feel good afterward.
你要是觉得你自己没什么了不起，你到了教会以后，你就会觉得很舒服了。
Indeed, we are something because we are redeemed. We are the redeemed. We are the children of Christ. We are the redeemed. His own blood and flesh.
我们现在不是没有什么了不起的，因为我们是被他救赎出来，我们现在成为神的儿女了。
But sometimes we are wrong. We're feeling something for ourselves with the wrong reason.
有的时候我们觉得自己没什么了不起的是实在是有一个很错误的一个理由
We try to feel good about ourselves We try to accomplish something We try to be better than other people
我们希望能够有成就我们希望能比别人超越别人我们希望能如此
For the wrong reason
可是有一种错误的背后的那种的感觉
For all the joys are not from Christ but from self
可是所有的喜乐并不是从为别人而是为自己的。
What do we sing about the song near the cross? In Christ we glory.
我们应当在基督里面有荣耀。
Not in ourselves that we glory.
我们不应当因为自己而得荣耀。
Dear brother and sister, John the Baptist was doing a different thing.
施洗约翰在这里所做的事情跟人家不同。
He is finding glory in Christ, not himself.
他的荣耀是在基督里面，不是在自己里面。
We said he was just giving up the greatest opportunity to exalt himself.
我们看见他放弃了最好的一个机会来高抬自己的机会。
We also see that when he did that,
我们也发觉当他这么样子做的时候,
he is finding the great accomplishment and satisfaction in knowing who Jesus is.
他实在是找到最大的成就，他寻到最大的成就，而且有最大的满足，因为他知道耶稣基督是谁。
No wonder John, the disciples, wrote about his testimony.
难怪是耶稣的门徒写这件事情来为施洗约翰来做见证。
And we have read that this is John's witness.
而且在这里讲，这就是施洗约翰所做的见证。
It takes the person who understand who he is, or in this case, who he is not, to realize who Christ is.
需要一个人知道自己，认识自己，而且认识自己是不行，才能够接受耶稣基督。
And you know, I'm amazed at the tenderness when John wrote this narration.
我实在是觉得非常感动，受感动哈！看见约翰写这件这段事情的时候，他写的时候带着多少情感在里面。
We got two Johns. One's John the Baptist called J.B.
我一个是我现在讲的约翰的话是施洗约翰。The
other one is John the disciple J.D.
另外的那个人呢是约翰呢是耶稣的门徒约翰。
I'm glad he's not D.J. You know what the relation of these two Johns?
你知道他们这两个约翰的中间的关系是什么吗？
John the disciple was once the disciple of John the Baptist.
这个门徒约翰是原来施洗约翰的门徒。
We read of the tenderness and the lovingness and the great respect of this J.D. to J.B.
我们就看见约翰这个使徒约翰 对施洗约翰的那种的情感，而且对施洗约翰那种的敬重，在他写这件事情的时候。
Dear brother and sister, if John the Baptist was among us, are we going to love this humble man?
弟兄姊妹，假若施洗约翰现在在我们当中的话，我们会不会爱这个谦卑的人呢？
John the disciple loved his master so much.
这个门徒约翰实在是非常爱施洗约翰，非常爱他，爱他得了。
But let's remember what he did.
我们现在应该想一想他所做的些是什么事情。
John was pointing, John the Baptist that is, was pointing Jesus to John the disciple.
那个时候施洗约翰在向他的门徒约翰指出来耶稣基督。
What happened?
那当时发生什么事情呢？
John the disciple followed Jesus.
马上这个门徒约翰就离开 施洗约翰就跟随了耶稣。
When he followed Jesus, he could no longer follow John the Baptist.
当他跟着耶稣基督走了以后的时候，他不可能再跟着施洗约翰了。
Was John the Baptist sad?
那施洗约翰是不是就非常的难过了呢？
Was John the Baptist regret that he made a mistake?
施洗约翰是不是觉得，哎呀，他做了一件错误的事情了？
Again, I said in the beginning, it takes a true leader to lead his people to Christ rather than himself.
像我刚才一开始所讲的时候，是一个真实的一个领导人，才会把这人带到基督面前。Was
John the Baptist a bad teacher?
那个，你我们说施洗约翰是不是个不好的一个老师呢？
He himself was not able to teach his disciples.
他没有办法自己来教导他自己的门徒吗？
Quite to the contrary.
只是实在是非常相反的一件事。
Because we read in the gospel, if you want to spend your time, find out what John's teachings were.
你要有时间的话，你好好看一看。 施洗约翰教导的是什么？
He was the best teacher and recognized as such because they also called John the Baptist Rabbi.
他实在是个最好的老师，因为在你在圣经里就发觉他们也称他为拉比，就是老师。
John the Baptist was a great teacher. He taught them about the fasting.
施洗约翰是个最好的老师，他教导他们如何来禁食。
He taught them about the holiness.
他教导他们成圣。
He told them about the true humbleness in repentance.
他也教导他们如何来谦卑而且来悔改。
But the best way of his teaching.
可是最好的教导是什么呢？
Teaching that you go follow Jesus.
就是说让人来跟随耶稣。
And we need these kind of teaching these days in all over the churches.
我们就需要这样子教导在所有的教会当中。
We don't need new teaching that we tell them to follow Jesus.
我们不需要新的教导，我们就告诉他们要跟随耶稣就好了。
For Jesus is the one who has everything available to teach us, to guide us, to lead us.
因为耶稣有所有的东西在他的手中，他可以教导我们怎么样子来行，而且带领我们进入他的里面。
What do you think of John the Baptist as a teacher? Do you think he's a charismatic teacher?
你们觉得这个施洗约翰这个老师是怎么样？他是不是一个
charismatic teacher? Well, we're charismatic, aren't we?
跟从圣灵的一个老师。
Is he a charismatic teacher or is he not?
他是不是一个跟随着奴隶的一个？谁说是？Yes with your right hand, no with your left hand。你接右手，假如说是。 左手叫不是,
You're just guessing. Because you don't want to say he's not a charismatic teacher.
你不想说他不是教导圣灵的一个,
but why is he a charismatic teacher?
可是他为什么是一个讲教导圣灵的一个,
we need scripture references.
我们必须得看看圣经里怎么讲的。
Do you know?
你知道不知道?
Would you give me an answer?
能不能给我一个答案?
Remember the time when he saw John, when he saw Jesus about to be baptized?
你记得不记得他看见耶稣要受洗的时候他怎么说的呢?
He in fact was the first person publicly introduced the Holy Spirit.
他是一个第一个人，而且公开的介绍圣灵的人。
He said, "This is the Son of God, for I have seen that the Holy Spirit is just like a dove descending on him. He who is the one who shall baptize you with the Holy Spirit."
他说：“你们看呐，这是神的羔羊，是神的儿子。我看见天开了，圣灵降在他的身上，他就是那位要用圣灵给你们施洗的。”
He is the first teacher talk about the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
他是第一个老师来教导说你们要受圣灵。
Don't underestimate John the Baptist.
你不要小看。
Just because he was so humble.
你不要小看施洗约翰，就是因为他谦卑，你就小看他。
You know that the great preacher we call him Mr. Pentecost, David Duplessis.
有一个很有名的老师，就是 David Duplessis. 他是一个五旬节先生。
And he based on what John's teaching and saying Jesus is the baptizer.
他就是根据这个圣经的话说，说耶稣是施洗者。
And this was spoken none other than John the Baptist.
这个话所说的呢，就是约施洗约翰所讲的一样。
So I'm telling you, John is a tremendous teacher.
所以我告诉你，施洗约翰实在是个伟大的老师。Actually,
you won't go wrong following him.
你要是跟着他的话，你不会走错的。But
he said, "Don't follow me. Follow the one I see, who the Holy Spirit descend upon. Follow the one who I see is the Son of God."
可施洗约翰怎么说呢？说不要跟随我，不要跟随我，你要跟随那一个人，哪一个呢？就是用圣灵来给你们施洗的。
You know what, John the disciple. Though he followed Jesus, has maintained a loving relation with John the Baptist.
我们看见使徒约翰怎么样呢？虽然他跟随了耶稣基督，可是怎么样？他对施洗约翰怎么样？仍然保持一个非常爱慕的一个心。We
have not seen how he has communicated with John the Baptist.
在圣经里没有告诉我们他平常使徒约翰跟施洗约翰在一起的时候是怎么样。We
have only seen at the time when John is about to be martyred.
我们就是只有看见在耶稣在施洗约翰要被砍头的时候那个情形。He
sent other disciples to Jesus.
有别的门徒也到耶稣那里去了。I'm
sure John the Baptist knew them and cared about his old master.
我相信施洗约翰认识他们，而且认识也他们也关心他们的原来的老师。You
read in John's writing the tenderness he wrote about John the Baptist.
你看见在约翰福音里头，约翰写施洗约翰的时候是有多么多少情感在里面。Oh,
you know, I'm an emotional man. Every time I read how John was recorded by his old disciple, my heart felt so tender.
我实在是也是一个非常重情感的一个人，所以每次我读约翰来写约翰施洗约翰的事情时，我心里实在是非常非常感受感动。
I wish all the people I've met Those I appointed to follow Christ will love me the way John the disciple loved John the Baptist.
我也希望那些个人，我只给他们看耶稣基督是他们应当跟随的。那些个人的话，将来有一天也会爱我，像约翰这样子。But
maybe because I'm not John the Baptist, I'm not as humble.
也许我不是像施洗约翰那么样子谦卑。
And because I'm not John the Baptist, I'm not that great.
So 我也不是像，所以我没像他那么伟大。
You know, only a great man can afford to be humble.
所以非常伟大的人才能够谦卑下来。
Do you follow Laker games?
你们常常看那个 Laker 球吗？
You know, Michael Thompson today was so humble. Did you read the story?
Michael Thompson 是很谦卑的，你们读了没有？是那个故事。
Because he played a great game, that's why he can afford to be humble.
所以他很会打球的，是他可以谦卑。
If you didn't read it, go read the LA Times today.
假如你没有看的，你可以看 LA Times.
You know, Pat Riley, when he won 300 games.
Pat Riley, 他赢了300次的时候。
By the way, he is about to be the most winningest coach ever.
他实在是一个那个 coach 叫什么？教练，最好的教练是。
You know what did he say when he won 300 games?
他打300次赢仗以后，他怎么说呢？
He said, "Oh, it's not me. It's all the players."
他说不是我伟大，是这些个球员实在很伟大。
You know you can afford to be humble when you're great.
因为他已经很已经成了，所以他可以这样子谦卑下来。
Those people were not humble because they're not that great.
那些个人不能够谦卑，因为他们没有成就。
John the Baptist was so humble because he's a great man inside.
施洗约翰能够谦卑下来，因为他实在是非常的伟大，在这里面的非常伟大。
You know the story of John the Baptist very well, I'm sure.
我相信你们对施洗约翰的故事非常熟悉。
That's why in chapter 4 of John, the Gospel, in chapter, no actually, John says, when he was having baptism and seeing that Jesus has a great following.
约翰在第四章的时候，他施洗的时候看见耶稣有很多人跟随他的时候。
Actually, I think it's chapter 3, isn't it?
第三章。
Yeah.
他比兴旺，我比衰微。
Yeah. He said, "He shall increase, I shall decrease."
他在那里就讲，他说也跟随耶稣的人，因为人多，他说他比兴旺，我必衰微。
John can afford to say that.
施洗约翰可以这么说的。
Not only because he's great.
不是光是因为他伟大自己。
Because he has no such an attitude, a spirit of contention, of comparison, of competition.
他的心里头没有一种的竞争的心理在他的里面。
You know what's wrong with the church today?
你知道教会当中的问题是什么？
All the pastors are competing to one another.
那些牧师们彼此竞争。
They are competing with their success.
他们要跟他们的成就来竞争。
And they forgot Jesus.
他们忘了耶稣了。
They want to boast about a congregation, how large a congregation.
他们要吹嘘他们的教会里有多少人在那里。
He wants to boast about how great a building program.
他们也要吹嘘他们要盖多大的一个教堂。
And he wants to boast how the Lord has used him.
他也要讲到他们自己多么为神使用。
But because he was so busy boasting about all these things.
因为他们太忙了在那里吹嘘的缘故。
People are comparing them.
人怎么样就拿他们来做比较。
Instead of listening to what they have to say about Jesus.
他们没有，他们就是做就是这样做比较，他们忘掉了应当讲到其他耶稣基督。
They are guilty of diverting people's attention on Jesus to them.
他们把人的注意力没有放在耶稣的身上，而是把他们人的注意力领到他们自己的身上。
Let me tell you, I have some very painful experience.
我可以告诉你我一些很痛心的一些经历。One
day a family came to me saying, "Peter, you know something?"
有一个家庭来到我这儿说跟我讲，周弟兄，你晓得吗？
Usually when people ask me that kind of question, I don't know anything.
人家问我这样问题，我只说我不知道啊。He
said, "You know what the most talked about subject in our home?"
你知道我们在家里谈论的最多的谈论的题目是什么吗？
I said, "Oh."
我都说糟糕。
They said, "You know, the most talked about subject at our dinner table is you."
你知道我们在吃饭的时候最喜欢讲的题目就是你。
I said, "Why? I shouldn't have asked that."
我说为什么？我经常不该问这样的问题。
My curiosity and a little bit ego get better of me.
我的好奇跟我的自尊心突然发生了作用。
Well, you know, I should have just told him. You should talk about Jesus more than you talk about Peter.
我当时应当告诉他，你让谈论耶稣，不要讲周弟兄就好了。
You know, when they first talked about me, they talked all the good things about me.
他们开始讲的时候，他们讲到我的好处。
After they exhausted goodness, which is not too much,
他们又讲尽了那些好的地方，因为好的地方不太多。
They're bound to talk about my shortcomings.
他一定要讲我的缺点。
And they are inexhaustible.
那就是没完没了的可以讲。
Plenty. The longer you know me, the more you'll find out I have a problem.
你越认识我久的话，你也知道我的问题都在哪里。
And indeed, you know, after they talked about me for so long, they're tired of me. They don't like me anymore.
他们讲到我，讲到一个地步，他们不再喜欢我了，已经。
That's true. You know, this is true.
那是事实，真的是这样子。
Nobody could be strong enough to withstand those kind of.
没有人可以被人家分析到，被人家完全分析的到一个地步。
But look at John.
你看看约翰，世袭约翰。
Look at how he introduced his disciples to Christ himself.
你看他介绍他的门徒去跟随耶稣基督。
He said, "I shall decrease, and he shall increase."
他说我要衰微，他要兴旺。
This is truly remarkable person.
实在是非常了不起的一个人。
You know one thing, the Lord respected John the Baptist so much.
你知道耶稣基督我们的主实在非常尊重世袭约翰。
After that kind of conversation will carry on, and he heard that.
当耶稣基督讲了这些话以后呢，耶稣基督也听见了些事情。
Do you read the Bible? What did our Lord do?
你知道吗？我们主怎么做了吗？
Did he just take over all his disciples?
他是不是马上把施洗约翰的门徒通通带过来了？
Did he take over all his followers?
他所有跟随施洗约翰的人，他都带过来了吗？
That would be wonderful, wouldn't it?
那就是很好了，应当是不是？
Two churches shall be one.
两个教会就成了一个教会了。
No.
没有。
He left.
他离开了。
Read your Bible. It says, "The Lord then left."
你看看圣经里怎么说的吗？ 说主就离开了。
He has left John alone.
他离开了施洗约翰，让施洗约翰一个人领走在那里。
He gave John an operating room.
他给他留来他能够工作的一个地方。
I suspect this is the reason why most of the church cannot cooperate.
我想这是一个原因，就是所有的教会不能够一起合作。
Once they cooperate,
他们在一起工作的时候，
sometimes they don't leave room for one another.
他们不给别人留工作的余地。
But we should learn the respect that John has received from Jesus.
我们实在是应当尊重耶稣基督留下，把约翰留在那里。
It takes two great people.
实在是两个伟大的人。
To demonstrate a great respect.
来表现出来彼此的敬重。
I guess Jesus is indeed even greater than John the Baptist. I think you have no problem with that.
我相信没有问题，我们承认耶稣基督比施洗约翰更伟大。
For in this person, Jesus,
因在耶稣基督里头，
nothing of the worldly thought is in him.
没有一点世俗的思想。
Dear brothers and sisters, we are Christians, but can we afford to say?
弟兄姊妹，我们是基督徒，可是我们能不能这样来说呢？
That the world has nothing in me as Jesus did.
世界在我里头毫没有地方像耶稣基督一样。
Or even we say, the worldliness of a church concept is not enough.
这个世界的这种的思想，关于在教会这种狭窄的思想化，不在我的里面，我能不能这样子说？
You know, John the Baptist received the best praise from Jesus.
施洗约翰得了最大的称赞从耶稣里面。
When he was martyred of the Lord, for the Lord.
当他被殉道的时候，
Jesus began to talk about John the Baptist, to remember, to honor his friend.
耶稣基督就开始谈到施洗约翰，而且非常非常尊重他，纪念他这个好的朋友。
And said, "There's not one who raised up from a woman is greater than John the Baptist."
而没有任何的一个人，从女人所生的人是比施洗约翰更伟大的。
Of course, Jesus cannot. It's incomparable. He is not even. He is not truly only man. He's man and God.
当然，耶稣基督我们知道他不是完全的人，他是完全的人，也是完全的神。
It would put him in the favorable advantage, which is unfavorable to us.
当然，耶稣基督在一个地位上是我们无法来比较的。
But you know what else did Jesus say?
你知道耶稣还讲了什么吗？
He has declared.
他宣告说。
He has declared this is the greatest of prophets.
他是最伟大的先知。
And John the narrator, the disciple, wrote.
约翰这个门徒约翰就在圣经里记载说
In the Gospel of John, he said, This man, all he talked about Jesus was fulfilled.
他就指着耶稣所说的话，一切都应验了。
Listen to this.
你来听听看。
That he talked about Jesus, all he talked about Jesus was fulfilled.
施洗约翰所说的一切的话关于耶稣基督已经应验了。
Wouldn't you like to have that comment on your tombstone?
你会不会喜欢将来有一天在你的墓碑上的也是这样写呢?
Somebody will be saying,
有人会说,
This man,
这个人,
what he says about Jesus is all true.
他所说的耶稣基督一切的事情是属实的。
Dear brother and sister, can you fathom how deep John the Baptist know Jesus?
你能够测量吗? 施洗约翰对耶稣基督的认识有多么深?
Would you like to be just like John?
你愿不愿意成为像施洗约翰这样子的人呢?
Of course, I know John wants us to be like Jesus.
我知道施洗约翰希望我们能像耶稣。
But let's put him as our comfort.
我们从他的身上，我真是可以得到安慰。
When we follow his teaching.
当我们学习他所教导我们的。
Lift Jesus higher.
把耶稣高抬。
He shall be lifted up.
他要被高抬起来。
Jesus has declared, if he be lifted up on cross,
耶稣说, 假如他要被抬举起来的话,
he shall draw all men to him.
他要吸引万人来作为他的。
Some little preacher read it wrong.
有的传道人把他念错了。
They read, if Jesus be lifted up on cross,
假若耶稣基督被高举起来在十字架上,
that he will,
他就会,
Draw all men to me.
是把所有人都吸引到我面前来。
You know the difference?
你知道这个差别在什么地方吗?
You get what I try to tell you, the mistake?
你发觉没发觉我告诉你这个错误的地方在什么地方?
A lot of people is exalting Jesus.
有的人是高抬耶稣。
But hoping that will be a means.
可是希望这是一个手段。
So that people will follow him, follow them.
使人能够跟他们自己。
Jesus didn't say that.
耶稣没这么说。
If he be lifted up on cross,
假如耶稣基督被举起来的话,
he will draw all men to him, Christ.
他就会吸引万民跟随他自己。
Not this pastor.
不是这个牧师。
Not that pastor.
不是另外一个牧师。
Not John the Baptist.
不是施洗约翰。
For Christ alone is to be exalted.
只有耶稣基督, 单有耶稣基督被高举。
Shall we lift Jesus higher?
我们要不要高举耶稣基督?
How do we lift Jesus higher?
我们如何来高举他?
By making a choice to honor him rather than personal gain. Use not your opportunity, religious opportunity, to exalt yourself.
不要利用你的宗教的机会来高抬自己。
How do we exalt Jesus?
我们如何来高抬耶稣呢?
We preach about him and let all eyes focus on him.
我们传扬他的名，我们让所有的眼睛都来仰望他。
And willing to be humble.
而且我们愿意来谦卑。
After all, it is better to receive a praise from Jesus than from man.
假如能够得到耶稣基督的称赞，比人的称赞要宝贵太多。
And when we do this,
假如我们有一天我们这样做的话,
the church, the whole church will benefit.
整个的教会都要得到益处。
And there will be no contention and comparison.
没有争竞，没有彼此看看谁好谁坏。
We all lift Jesus higher.
我们完全都要高抬耶稣。
Praise him.
感谢赞美主。
Shall we sing that one? Lift Jesus higher. Do you know that one?
我们来唱这首诗。
Lift Jesus higher, lift Jesus higher. Do you know that one? Do you have that one? Okay, whatever that one was, I don't know that one. You just sang, lift Jesus higher.